So the Carolina Hurricanes been linked to a lot of different moves this offseason. They've been busy. They've been active. They brought back Tony D'Angelo. They re-signed him. That was the most recent signing. He spent last season with the Philadelphia Flyers. But they brought back Tony D'Angelo. They brought in Dmitry Orlov. So they brought in two more defensemen. I know Shane Gostisbehere didn't come back, but overall, Orlov, I would say, better than Gostisbehere. And then you bring in D'Angelo. So your defense got even better with the addition of Orlov. Also, you added Mike Bunting up front, which I think is a great move. Also, you added Brendan Lemieux, who is like a fourth-line guy, tough guy, who had, I think, 5 fights in 45 games last season. He had 5 fighting majors. Carolina Hurricanes as a team, as a whole, last season in the regular season, had 6.
Right.
So, you know, got that toughness in there a little bit. So,
checks,
you know,
that box.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, but yeah, you lost a couple guys like Paul Stastny, Derek Stepan. These were like depth guys, like fourth line depth guys. Now, Stastny a couple times would bump up in the lineup if needed, but otherwise, that's what you lost. So the core of your team's back. You brought back Jesper Foss. You brought back Jordan Staal. You got the contract extension done with Sebastian Aho. But there was a deal that was out there. There was a trade proposal or their trade rumor, I guess you could say, that the Carolina Hurricanes were going to try to make another trade with the San Jose Sharks to bring in a defenseman like they did last offseason for Brent Burns and to go get Erik Karlsson. Erik Karlsson last season had over 100 points, was the Norris Trophy winner for best defenseman in the NHL. He's 33 years old and has a salary cap hit of over $11 million. My thing is, they didn't need Erik Karlsson. Erik Karlsson got traded in a 3-way deal between the Pittsburgh Penguins and the Montreal Canadiens and the San Jose Sharks. Erik Karlsson's going to the Pittsburgh Penguins. Fine. Now, the Penguins are in the same metropolitan division as the Carolina Hurricanes. So there's that impact, I guess you could say. Now they got to face them 4 times a year. That's fine. Canes are already a great team already. I ain't worried about that. The Carolina Hurricanes didn't need to be in the running for Erik Karlsson. I'm happy they did not make this trade, because I'm happy with the fact that they're not going to be locked in with the player's contract for 4 more seasons when that player is age 33 and getting older. And you know what? I bet that his point production and stuff is just going to decline each of those 4 seasons. Now, if he puts up another 100 points this upcoming season, fine. But again, you're looking at 4 more years of a player at age 33 getting older that I don't think you're going to get the production based off the cost that you're going to, you know, based off the cost you're going to have to get them. Wasn't going to be worth the deal. It's okay. Now, they do have questions, the Carolina Hurricanes, in regards to, now, what do they do with their defense? As of right now, they have 8 defensemen on their roster. Slavin Burns is your top defensive pair. You have Shane, you have Pesci. Then you have Orlov. You have Chatfield, and then D'Angelo, and then also Dylan Coughlin. Dylan Coughlin last year played in 17 games. He's on a 1-year restricted free agent contract. He's making $850,000. He's that extra. He's the healthy extra. That's what he was much of last season. He was the healthy extra. Just in case there's an injury, he was ready to step in. Otherwise, that's where he was. And that's okay. There's a role for that in the NHL. But you have 7 legit NHL defensemen on your roster. 7? Rob Brindamore's not going to dress 7. He's going to dress 12 forwards and 6 defensemen. So you got decisions to make here.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm happy they didn't try and go out and get Erik Karlsson. They didn't need it. Now, they got Michael Bunting in free agency from the Toronto Maple Leafs to play up front. Andrei Svechnikov, hopefully everything in his recovery from his ACL injury, that everything's going well, and that he's ready to go come season start. If not fully healthy, like he'll be healthy enough to play, then continue to gain form as the season goes along. Get stronger as the season progresses. But the question is, can you add another scoring piece? Now, the Canes were in the running, apparently, for Vladimir Tarasenko, who signed a 1-year deal with the Ottawa Senators. Canes don't have a lot of salary cap space, but they have a surplus of a position that a lot of teams covet. So, for example, right-handed defensemen who can move the puck really well and can generate some offense, those guys are like left-handed starting pitchers in Major League Baseball, right? Like, everyone needs them, or lefties out of the bullpen. Everyone needs them, but a lot of people have trouble finding them. Like, they're a lot harder to come by, and the Canes just have, like, a surplus of them. Eventually, one of these guys is going to have to move. Now, the name being floated out there, most likely to be traded, is Brett Pesce. Brett Pesce is, you can argue, the top penalty killer. At least he skated the most penalty-killing minutes for the Carolina Hurricanes this past season. Was up there. Also one of the leader in block shots among the defensemen last season. And has an offensive touch to his game as well. And he skates in the top four, and he's 28 years old. Yeah, a lot of teams are going to be giving up a lot to get that guy. Because he's going into the final year of his contract. And if Carolina's not able to sign him to a long-term deal, well, then guess what? I can maybe make a trade for him, work with his agent before the trade to make sure I get a deal set in place so I can lock that guy up for the next several seasons. Now, it's going to cost you a little bit to trade for him because of a position that he plays and what, you know, a lot of teams covet that. So can you flip that into another top forward? You still need that goal-scoring touch. The Carolina Hurricanes last season were in the top two overall in the league of scoring chances and high danger scoring chances. It's like these advanced stats, right? Basically, are you generating shots but really, really good ones? You're not like, oh, I'm just going to flick a little wrist shot from the blue line that the goalie clearly sees and I can just catch it easily and stop the play. That's not a high danger scoring chance. We're talking like within 5 feet of the net, you know, traffic in front, those kinds of scoring opportunities. They were top two in the league last season. In that, right up there with the New Jersey Devils. The Canes finished 15th in scoring and goals per game last season. So you're generating chances, but you ain't scoring the goals. So what should you do? It ain't going out and getting more defense. It ain't going out and getting Erik Karlsson. Your goals allowed, and each of the last couple seasons, you've been like top five in the NHL. And that's with a multitude of goalies coming in. You're one of the best in the NHL in terms of goals against and scoring chances against. You're one of the best. You don't need more defense. You need more guys up front. More guys that can finish. Now, this is something they brought in last year with Max Pacioretty, but he only played in five games. But in those five games, you saw him on the ice. It's like, oh, there's something a little bit different here. But with the tearing your Achilles twice, rough.
Yeah, those are hard to come back from and not hurt again.
I mean, but he's off in Washington now.
Right.
Which is totally fine. Like Carolina, even Don Waddell said, you know, you can't rely on that. You just can't rely on that. And that's totally fine. So they thought they may have got that last year. So missing Pacioretty pretty much the entire season. And then Svechnikov also going down. You still got to the Eastern Conference Final. Now, goal scoring from the blue line, they led the league in defense for goals scored. That's not the problem. But nonetheless, they need to make a move to take one of their defensemen that they have. My guess, it's either Shea or it's Pesce. And they need it. My guess, most likely Pesce. They need to turn that into a top six forward, someone that can score. Who's that go-to guy, right? Who's that go-to guy up front for them? Maybe Sebastian Aho continues to develop and be that. Maybe it's Svechnikov. This isn't the first time we've seen Svechnikov miss time in the playoffs. In the bubble, he had a lower body injury in the bubble back in 2020, and he had to miss some time. And we also saw him in 2018-2019 when the Canes made that run to the Eastern Conference Finals. He got in that fight with Alex Ovechkin, got knocked out, missed the rest of the playoffs. We didn't see him play in the playoffs this past season, so we haven't seen fully healthy Svechnikov multiple times really in the postseason over the last 5 years. That's something I want to see as well going forward. That's actually, I think, a big question mark that we haven't really talked about a whole lot. Is that Svechnikov has missed postseason time three of the last five postseasons? I like to see that young man healthy because he's that darn good. And this Canes team, right there, team can win a cup. We're far from it. But the Canes did not trade for Erik Karlsson, and I'm okay with that. I 100% support it.